Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and a longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching today is entitled Possessions.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. This passage from Matthew is often used when reflecting or preaching about vocations to the religious life. The young man is invited to be a follower of Jesus, but he must give his possessions to the poor first, and he is not able to do that. When I read this in preparation for this preaching, I was struck by the last phrase and the last sentence, "for he had many possessions." This was a good man who desired eternal life, who kept all the commandments. But when he is challenged by Jesus to give up his possessions, he cannot do it. The invitation to follow Jesus was not strong enough to help him give up his possessions. He valued them more than the desire to become better and to have a closer relationship with Jesus. What a basic desire we have to possess things. We work hard to save money, to purchase certain things that we see others enjoy, and we want those things too. This is a normal reaction, and within reason, it is good. It is when we concentrate all our effort to possess things that problems arise. We find perhaps that our concern for acquiring things is so great that it is our primary goal in life, and we think owning these things is our source of happiness. Our concern for caring for these possessions, to maintain them, to protect them from theft, can become a primary concern. They can become a distraction, perhaps from our very primary purpose in life. They may become more important than our relationship with others. God wants us to enjoy the gifts God has given us. It is when we become attached to these possessions that we miss the mark. And then we run the risk of having our possessions possess us rather than we possessing them. Dear generous God, you give us so much, and we sometimes think more of your gifts than of you. Please help me to learn and honor your gifts and use them as you want me to use them, and to never put anything before you. Please grant that you will always be the center of my life, and help me to know you, that you are my greatest good. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.